Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things. Been...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I believe I have Hubert down for Judges 7. You may go ahead and start reading while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay. Judges 7. Early in the morning, Zerubbabel, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men, and I will there are too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will shift them for you there. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lapped the water with the tongue like a dog from those who kneel down to drink." 300 men lapped it with their hands to their mouth. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men, give the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other men go to each up to his own place." So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tent, but kept the 300, who took over the provision and trumpets and the others. Now the camp of Midian lay below the hill in the valley. During that night, the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hand. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Peru and listen to what they have said. Afterwards, you will be encouraged to attack the camp." So he and Peru, his servant, went down to the outpost of the camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all others, Eastern people settled there in the valley, thick and as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a dream, his dream, friend, his dream. "I had a dream," he was saying. His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon and the son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hand." When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshiped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up. The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hand, dividing the 300 men into three companies." He placed his trumpets and empty jars in the hand of all of them, with torches inside. "Watch me," he told them. "Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. Just after they had changed the guard, they blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. The 3 companies blew the trumpet and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hand and holding in their right hand the trumpet. There were to blow. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Bevershittah towards Zerah, as far as the border of Abel Meholah, near Tabitha. The Israelites from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh was called out, and they pursued the Midianites. Gideon sent messengers throughout the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites and seize the waters of the Jordan ahead of them as far as Beth Valley." So all the men of Ephraim was called out, and they took the water of the Jordan as far as Beth Barak. They also captured 2 of the Midianite leaders, Obed and Zebah. They killed Obed at the Rock of Elbow and Z at the wine press of Z. They pursued the Midianites and brought the head of Obed and Jesse to the Gideon, who was by the Jordan. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a judge of 7. Where Gideon defeated the Midianites. Amen. Okay, I'll do a roll call, and we'll get started with our program tonight. I have Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hubert, who all is with you? Hubert? Okay, I guess I have Hubert and Mom so far. And then I have Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Shirley, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Marie, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Well, this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome to the Miller Family Weekly Press. Uh-huh.
Hey, we got Angela, Daniel, and Q.
Amen.
Mom and me. Yeah. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, we had Auntie Betty down for the opening prayer, and she's not here.
Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, darkness goes away and daylight comes at your command. Thank you, dear Lord, for bringing us together again another week. We ask, dear Lord, that you be with us, strengthen us where we're weak, build us up where we are torn down. Lord Jesus, help us as we study your word. Help us to be more like you. Help us to be forgiving in our hearts. Help us to show men and women, boys and girls, throughout this world that you are Lord, you are Savior, you are righteous, and you love us all. Father God, we ask that you go with us this night and throughout this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for following up with the opening prayer. Now we will have our song, and it's by Todd Trivett. Angela, you okay? The name of the song is What Can I Do?
I'm sorry, Loretta, it was muted. Hold on. I just want to say, guys, just some very bad background noise. And we can't hear Loretta leading the program. So if you can mute your phone when you're not talking, that would really help a lot. It really distorts the whole quality of the program. Thank you so much. What's the name of the song, Loretta? Loretta, what's the name of your song?
What Can I Do? Todd Trivett.
Give me just a second. I just had it and I lost it. Hate your phone.
Hello, wait.
Just stay down. Where your volume
is.
I can't
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What can I do? We should ask God that every morning we wake up. Amen. What can you do for the Lord today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. I will start out with someone was talking. Okay, I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Proverbs 4, chapter 4. Hear ye, children, the instruction of the Father, and attend to knowing understanding. For I give you good doctrine, take ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my word and keep my commandment and live. Give wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. For forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give unto thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory, and deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I take care out of Proverbs 4. Get wisdom at any cost. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news
you
have to share with the group tonight?
Can you come back to me, please?
No problem. How about Auntie Marie? Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Oh, you know what? Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Oh, I was looking at the number wrong. Auntie Janet, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from our red book, our prayer book.
Amen.
A word of encouragement from the Lord. He has made us kings and priests unto God. We must stand on this word, even though our current circumstances take vary. Remember that David was anointed king by God through Samuel long before he actually sat on the throne. He was no less God's anointed through the years of wait and every peril, every trial. When David despaired of life, the Lord was still in control. Through every failure and victory, in darkness and in light, through fear and faith, the Lord was and still is the Almighty. He says that we are, you are, a mighty man, a woman of valor. Don't let the enemy dispute this in your heart and mind. When the walls seem to close in on you, and when you seem in utter darkness, he says to us, having done all, stand. Stand on my word and on my promises. Stand on the fact that I am that I am. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the Red Prayer Book. A word of
yes.
encouragement. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Proverbs 1:8-19. It said, listen to the inner ear. Living today is hardly a simple task for anyone, especially for people of color. A change one quality of life depends upon developing certain life skills, one of which is the skill of listening. Success in school and in the workplace require that we develop such a skill. In order to enhance one's spiritual quality of life, one needs to develop the skill of discernment. To develop this skill, we must learn to listen to God and hear him with our third ear. Mm-hmm. When we seek to understand him with our mind and spirit, we will acquire what he called wisdom. Historically, the African-American heritage has included instruction in the form of parable, ridicule, the stand, and history. Likewise, the book of Proverbs included similar instruction material that invite us to teach and to testify, to listen and to hear as God speaks. Proverbs 1 reminds us that wisdom included listen to potential instruction. Verse 10 and 19 remind us of the many things that can entice and entrap our children because of a child's need for love and approval. We are parents. We need to show it to them so that they will be less tempted to enter into relationships that lead to crime and destruction behavior. Discerned parents will honestly try to instill faith and confidence in their children that would help guide them away from these temptations. Living and working with people, whether in a house, classroom, neighborhood, or church, require that we listen purposely to each other and to God. Listen today to his word, to hear his wisdom. And the prayer said, "Dear Lord, in the midst of everyday joy and pain, struggle and opportunity, grant us the patience to learn discernment. Teach us to listen with the third ear to you and your word. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Proverbs. Listen to God. Another point of wisdom. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Matthew chapter 5. "And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the pure in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are prosecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the when men shall revere you and prosecute you, and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeded glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so prostitute they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savour, whatever shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be coated on the foot of men. We are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, referencing the Beatitude. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Q. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
He's bad.
Let him speak for himself.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody. And yeah, I just learned the word today is choices. Yeah, you got to make the right choices.
Amen.
And choices.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Q.
Amen. Please don't, Dan.
Amen. Okay, next I have Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 15, verse 1 through 5. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He who walketh blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usher and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms 15. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call after me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in heat. My heart is smitten and withered like bread, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bone cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as sparrow along upon the housetop. My enemy reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Can't get a page to do right. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declines, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 102. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. excuse me. I want to talk on the Holy Spirit again. the Holy Spirit is the most important person to us. He is co-equal with the God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. The Holy Ghost is our direct connection to heaven. Therefore, we must yield to the Holy Spirit. We need to live in our Bible, know our word, so that we can speak like the King, look like the King, and behave like the King. Amen.
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 Thank you. I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. Okay, thank you for that reading, Angela, on the Holy Spirit. And next I have Brother Daniel. Any news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, ma'am, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be in Arizona trying to do it again. Ooh, but it's going to be all right. I'm trying to get to the time and everything, so it's going to take me a minute, but I'm trying to adjust, so y'all pray for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for that. Amen. Good to hear about it, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that information, Amen. Daniel. We will keep you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. That completes our first round. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in. Is there anyone that I need to add to the list or remove from the list? Okay, well, I have this prayer, and patient,
Do you have Daniel on the list?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, for the immediate prayer goes out to Joseph, Willie Williams, Waleed, Trey, Daniel, and myself. Everyone bow their head, please. Dear Lord, Father God, thank you for loving us and calling us out of darkness. There are those of us who need of your healing virtual today. By his stripes we are healed. And, Father, we bind up all sickness and disease and loose your healing virtue unto your children. Touch all the sick and shut-ins today and restore their health and their bodies. In Jesus Christ's precious name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We are celebrating birthdays. And I'm looking at the week of October the 11th through the 17th.
Okay. What I have on the list on October the 13th, we have Amira. On October the 14th, we have Michael Varner. On October the 15th, we have Gary and Freddie Williams Jr. On October the 17th, we have Monica. Are there any other birthdays to the list?
Amen, amen. Okay, Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Okay, we have reached the part of our program where we share praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even a favorite Bible verse that you would like to get out to the people tonight. And I'll go down the list, and if you have something to share, please do so. I will start out with Brother Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I have a testimony. Praise song. Andrew and Daniel kept it away from me and Mom that Daniel was coming to Arizona. Had us thinking he going to Cincinnati. And when I saw him, we both were surprised. We very surprised to see him. I'm glad he's here. He gets some help here. Okay?
Amen. 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 Praise God. Yeah, they kept that a secret there. Amen. Thank you for sharing that testimony, Hubert. Okay,
yeah.
Next I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Janet, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share the poem out of the Red Book. My credit. The title of it is, I Will Worship You. Sometimes this style can feel so weak, and words of faith are hard to speak. Because it seems my prayers fall on deaf ears, and the silence I may shed some tears. But my faith is not in how I feel, though the threat of harm can seem so real. And should this whole world fall apart, deep within my heart of hearts, I know that I will worship you. In the warmth of the bright sunlight, in the coldness of the darkest night, oh Lord, I will draw near as you wash away my fear. I will cling to you and I will sing to you through praises and worship. I'll worship you. I will worship you, Jesus. I will worship you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that poem, Miss Auntie Janet, out of the Red Prayer Book. Okay, next I have Mother May. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read one verse of a song. I'll go where you want me to go. It may not be on the mountain's hike or o'er the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a small voice he calls to pass, I do not know. I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that line from a song, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley. Amen. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony,
yes.
Song? You'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read out The Worker by Daniel. The night the answer of the mystery was given to Daniel in a vision, Daniel blessed the Lord of heaven, saying, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. He knows all, does all. He changes the season and guide history. He raised up kings and also brings them down. He provides both intelligence and discernment. He opened up the depth, tells secrets, sees in the dark, light out of him. God of all ancestry, all thanks and praise. You made me wise and strong. Now you have shown us we asked for what we asked for. You have solved the kingdom mystery. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I took Carrie out of the worker. Let's see. Next I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm fine. My notes. Okay. I'm going to come out of Jeremiah 31 and 30. It talks about, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And my testimony today is that I had a pleasant surprise at church today. And my heart is still pounding from it, that both of my children came to church today.
Oh,
amen.
Praise God. I was just so full when Miss Keisha came in and she took pictures of the congregation for us and just being active, and Brian back there running the screens, making sure that all the program information is up there. It was such a glorious feeling to see my children and me. I don't know when was the last time we've been in a church together, so that was a fulfilling moment. Then they turned around and celebrated my birthday as well. So it was just a very loving day. So Jeremiah 31:3 really touched my heart today. That's my theme on the program too as well. But God is up to something. He is up to something. He's making sure that our family is coming together. And I just thank him. So I'm going to say this prayer for in regards to love. Father, your standards are perfect. Thank you for Jesus, who teaches us to do the unthinkable by loving the unlovable. This is an easy response, Lord. We repent for the times that we return harsh words to those whom we felt were rude to us. And we repent for the times that we ignored the needs of those whom we felt didn't deserve our generosity. Cleanse us, O Lord. We will obey your word through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that praise report, Angela, and the reading out of Jeremiah. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we have reached the part. Well, actually, Daniel, do you have anything else you would like to share with the group tonight, or are you good?
I'm good, but I love everybody.
We love you, too. Stay strong. Stay in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Q, any last-minute words you want to share with the group?
No, I don't have anything to say.
He has something to say.
Are you traveling this week?
No, I'm not traveling this week. I'm in Arizona. With the funniest family ever. Mama May is a butterfly. I like her. She got it.
Yeah,
I'm over here with Dan, trying to keep him standing up.
No way.
Man, Mr. Lowe trying
like,
to keep him.
Sound like they done kicked at you.
They kidnapped me and gave me a job.
You know,
a caretaker.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be in Arizona too, huh?
Yeah,
So he was saying that was so mature.
He knew he got a job.
Amen. I guess so. The character.
Nah, this is all the most right, fun bitch I ever been in. They took me in all the hills. Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all.
Amen. Well, we love you too, kids. Take care. Praise God. Praise God.
Loretta.
Yes.
Loretta. He's
yes.
going to be traveling on Sunday. He's going to be traveling on Sunday, so we won't get a chance to pray for him. But we are going to do traveling mercy for him for Sunday. He's going to leave very early that morning, so he won't be here for the call. But I just have to say, I'm sorry. I just have to say that is such a wonderful soul.
Amen.
He is truly a caregiver for Daniel, caretaker for Daniel, that we need to be taking some notes because, you know, we got our hands full. But we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that he directed his path to here. Because between the three of us, we're going to make this work. We're going to make Daniel strong, and he's going to be okay. But thanks.
Amen.
I take some tips from him because he knows what to do for Daniel, and we got to learn those things, you know.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Q. Thank you, Q. Amen. Child of God. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we assign parts, and I'm looking at Judges 8. Do I have any volunteer to do Judge 8? Judges 8.
Mom says she'll do it.
Mother May, okay. How about an opening prayer? Any volunteer for an opening prayer? Do I have any volunteer for a closing prayer? Okay, between Angela and I, we'll get that covered. I'm sorry.
Open prayer.
Did someone speak up? Did someone speak up?
Open prayer.
Sister Shirley, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, the opening prayer. Okay, thank you, Sister Shirley. Did I hear someone say they wanted to do the closing prayer? Oh, I'm just hearing things. Okay, I thought Auntie Dot said something.
Yeah.
Okay, any news on Auntie Betty?
She was doing all right. I just talked to her around 7 o'clock. I don't know what happened.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I talked to her around 7. She was okay. She might have had company come in. I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, and I want to thank Sister Shirley for picking up the opening prayer, blessing the prayer line. Good comeback, Sister Shirley. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. And let's see, I want to thank Brother Hubert for reading Judges 7. You did a great job doing that reading. Amen.
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 Okay, and we have Auntie Carrie to do the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Thank you for this day, Father, and this time that we have spent with you, listening to your people, praying and reading your words. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this time. We thank you, Lord, for hearing your word. And, Lord, most of all, we want to live those words. We ask that Q have a great return to home and everything go well after he get home. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I also want to give a shout out to Q. I want to thank you for everything that you do for the family, basically. You helping Daniel, you helping the family. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank Auntie Janet for joining us again. We love you. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank Sister Shirley for picking up the opening prayer, and for Brother Hubert for reading Judges. And who do we have for a closing prayer? Auntie Carrie, thank you for the reading of the closing prayer. And our song is Do It Again. And Andrew's going to play a portion of it, and then I'm going to come back with the conclusion, and then we'll finish up the remaining of the song. Amen?
Amen.
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 Oh,
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's see him do it again. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we're sending out Traveling Mercy for Q, who will be traveling on next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we want to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our challenging week. And Father God, we ask that you create in every living creature a clean heart and renew their mind, Lord. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all. You can stay online and continue listening to the song, or you can call it a night, and we love you all.
We love you all, too.
Amen.
Amen.
Never will forget.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah. Do it again, amen, amen. Want to thank everyone from the Nellis family. Have a blessed week. We love you all. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Good night.